Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Tune into Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service Radio.
Welcome to Beer Me on Full Service Radio, broadcasting live from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. I'm your host, Sarah Jane. I live, work, and I love beer here in D.C. During my time in culinary school, I gained an appreciation for good beer. I continued my studies in beer at grad school at NYU. And since then, I have been a beer director, beer bar general manager, and I get to continue to explore the beer world with all of you wonderful listeners. Every week, I will have a different guest from different facets of the beer world, from brewers, importers, bartenders, educators, to help us explore this fascinating and dynamic world. Whether you are new to beer or a seasoned professional, we will have something for you. So today on this beautiful Tuesday morning, I have Bob Pease. He is the president and CEO of the Brewers Association here in town for Savor. And we have talked about Savor many times on the show coming up here on Friday and Saturday. Bob, thank you so much for coming in.
Sarah, I'm very excited to be here.
So... You're in town for Savor. For those not listening, or for those who haven't heard me constantly harp about it for the past couple weeks, can you give us a little elevator pitch?
You bet. This is the 11th edition of Savor, an American craft beer and food experience. It's held at the National Building Museum. It's this Friday and this Saturday night, 7:30 to 11. And Savor is the premier beer and food pairing event, we believe, in the United States. It's something that we're very, very proud of. It's unlike any other beer gathering that I've been to. It really elevates the image of beer. The setting at the Building Museum is just spectacular. And then what Savor is all about is illustrating the compatibility of world-class beer with world-class cuisine. So what it is we have 90 different breweries that are part of the event, and each of those breweries showcases two of their beers, and then each beer is paired with a different food dish, small plates, that's created by our culinary team, led by our executive chef, Adam Dooley.
And I was able to go last year. The Building Museum is a stunning location for it. You've got two levels. The beers that come in, there are a lot that you don't often see in this market.
That's correct.
So you see a lot of kind of new and exciting products. Yeah. Also, from what I understand, somebody, preferably the brewer, has to be behind the booth to answer questions or to be there to talk to people.
Yeah.
So you're not getting, just a random person who, is just recruited in for the event or anything like that. You're actually talking to somebody from the brewery.
Yeah, that's correct. You're most of the time able to meet the personality, often the owner of the brewery, behind the table pouring their beers. And that, again, is something that makes Savor very unique. So you'll have the opportunity to interface with Sam Calagione from Dogfish Head, Bill Butcher from Port City, Jim Cook from Boston Beer, and the list goes on. Something that really makes Savor different than any other beer gathering in the country.
And then the food is, outstanding. It's a massive undertaking. As somebody who has worked many catered events, it's also, to me, like, I get anxiety walking in because it just feels like Kitchen Impossible. It feels like a nightmare because, you have two little bites per booth. And these have to be executed flawlessly. The flavors have to be on point because they have been tasted meticulously with the beers beforehand to make sure that the pairing is just right. And, executing that many hors d'oeuvres for that many people is just
Our executive chef will be happy to hear you appreciate his hard work. He's supported by a really outstanding team of culinary professionals. So it's not just our executive chef, Adam Dooley, but Kyle Mendenhall from Arcana in Boulder, Mike Friedman from All Purpose here in D.C., Mark Vetri from Vetri Kitchens in Philadelphia. All of those men and women are part of our culinary team, and they start putting together the menu for Savor really in as early as January, once the lottery is completed and the breweries are picked, and then we see what beers the breweries are interested in sending. Then we start matching and building the menu. So it's quite the process that culminates on this Friday and Saturday night. But we have tastings. We get all the beers shipped to our office in Boulder, put together a big team of chefs, cicerones, culinary professionals, and build the menu from the ground up.
Well, I actually got invited to one of the tastings, and it was really, really impressive.
Yeah.
And the kind of conversation that, was around the food and the beer pairings, it was, not only trying to get the beer and the food to pair well together, but to create an experience,
yeah,
to make you kind of connect with it, whether it be a nostalgic level or, oh, I never thought of this, it's a really exciting thing.
Yeah, the goal really for our culinary team is to have the guest experience what we call that aha moment,
mm-hmm,
when you can just see it in their face and it lights up and they're like, wow, I never thought I would experience it taste like that. And if you walk around and looking for those at Savor, you can see that happening pretty frequently.
And the thing that I love is, you're not just, this isn't, not that any pairing is lazy, but this isn't, we have cave-aged cheddar with beer. Oh, this is a soft pretzel and mustard. These are some serious little bites here.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's our 11th edition of Savor. When we started, we were probably doing more of what you just described.
Mm-hmm.
But now, Chef Adam and his team are really trying to push the boundaries of what people think of when they're talking about beer and food. And, I think a good example would be when people like to close maybe a beer dinner with, a big piece of chocolate cake and, a rich dark stout or a porter to go with that. Well, Adam and his team are really, inverting that model and really changing things up. And now if we do a dinner, we'll always finish with something light and maybe, a key lime pie with a wit or something like that. So you'll see that at Savor on Friday and Saturday.
Nice. Yeah, and a key lime pie with a whipped beer would be great. You've got all those kind of spicy qualities, citrus qualities,
yeah,
really drawing that out in the key lime pie. That'd be perfect. So tickets are still available?
I think Saturday night sold out,
okay,
yesterday. Friday night, there's definitely tickets available.
Nice.
Yeah, savorcraftbeer.com is the website.
And there are so many events around Savor throughout the city. You have,
yep,
Birch and Barley, the Brewer's Brunch that they've had for many years, where they also do different courses and different beers. Pizza Paradiso, I think in DuPont Circle, is doing another brunch on Sunday.
I think with Maine Beer Company,
yeah,
maybe.
Maine Beer Company.
Yeah, yep.
And then you have a lot of different, tap takeovers and other such things where, you've got brewers sending really exciting stuff. So that's really, really amazing. So definitely check out Savor. Definitely check out different events around the city, or at least try to get some tickets for Friday night.
Yeah, we encourage all the breweries that are participating to list their events on the website. So for your listeners that want to experience one of those events, even if they're not attending Savor, they can go to savorcraftbeer.com, and we have a tab for weekly events, and you'll be able to see all the things that are happening around town that support Savor.
Nice. Well, for those of you just tuning in, I am sitting down with Bob Pease, the president and CEO of the Brewers Association, talking a little about Savor coming up this week. But Bob, what else are you doing during your time here in Washington, D.C.?
Well, that's an interesting question. The origins of Savor go back 11 years. And really what we were trying to do when we created Savor was we wanted to do a event for beer lovers on the East Coast. But we decided to have that event in Washington, D.C. so that we could try to capitalize on our emerging government affairs focus at the association. So that's why Savor was decided to hold Savor in D.C. And what we've done in the last 11 years is we hold our annual lobby day, or what associations would call a fly-in or a hill climb, in conjunction with Savor. So this week on Thursday, we'll be taking about 150 brewery owners up to Capitol Hill to tell the story of small and independent craft breweries to their legislators and their congressional representatives, and just tell the story of American craft brewing. It's been very, very successful, and we've really helped establish and build our brand as a political entity on Capitol Hill, and using Savor as kind of that focal point for, you got the promotional aspect of Savor, and then you have the government affairs aspect of our hill climb.
So what do you hope to accomplish with that? With each individual meeting, are there some specific goals for some, certain states or...
Very good question. Our biggest government affairs victory has been last year we were able to get legislation passed after a 10-year effort to lower the federal excise tax for mm-hmm. small brewers. And so that bill was passed at the December 2017, but it was only passed for 2 years. So our main talking point up on the Hill this week will be trying to advocate for permanency for that new federal excise tax structure.
Mm-hmm.
And how we do that is, again, we go up there and we tell the story of small and independent craft breweries and how they have become, focal points in communities all across the country, often serving as points of economic revitalization in depressed urban areas, how many people our small and independent breweries employ, and just how they really give back to the community. They're really quintessential. They're small breweries, yes, but they're really quintessential small businesses. And it's really an American success story. And we've gotten just tremendous reception up on Capitol Hill from Republicans and Democrats alike.
So it's bipartisan.
Oh, absolutely. Beer is
everybody likes beer.
Beer is bipartisan. Beer brings people together. One of our asks when we go in and talk to legislators is, hey, come visit my brewery in, Washington, D.C. or Seattle, Washington, Portland, Maine. And when you get a member of Congress into a small brewery,
mm-hmm.
you can have the equivalent of that aha moment that we're looking for at Savor. They get into a small brewery and they see all the equipment and the capital infrastructure and investment that these business owners have made. And then they see all the people that are working at the brewery, and they're like, wow, I get it now. And, they want to help these small businesses succeed.
And so on Thursday, you said you have 150 people participating in this?
Yes. Yeah.
So essentially, are they all meeting with, different representatives? Or?
Yeah, we'll probably visit 350 different congressional offices on Thursday, and there's 535 total congressional offices,
mm-hmm.
so we'll knock off a good chunk of them. We work for months scheduling appointments. We have a woman, that's all she does for about 3 months for us, is she sets everybody's schedule. So every hill climber gets to go in and see, meet with both their Senate offices and then their member of Congress, their representative, and then we try to meet as many leadership offices and Ways and Means and Senate Finance Committee offices as we can as well. So each climber will have somewhere between 4 and 6 meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Some people come, they're the only person from their state, and so they're by themselves. Or some states like Oregon or Colorado, there'll be 3 or 4 people representing that state. And then at the end of the day on Thursday, we host a reception in the Rayburn Cafeteria for congressional staff and members of Congress. So that's kind of the culmination of that day. And we'll have about 30 breweries set up in the Rayburn building. And we'll, again, just try to educate members of Congress and their staff about, what these small breweries do for all of their communities.
Nice.
So, yeah,
well,
it's pretty exciting.
Good luck with that. That'll
Thank
be
you.
Hopefully a lot of good things come from that.
We're just telling the story of American small and independent breweries to our legislators and trying to build those relationships.
Nice. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back on Beer Me Full Service Radio.
the theme song and break music here for Beer Me by a group called Nag Champa Art Ensemble right here in D.C. This was recorded live at Songbird a few years ago. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
It's the sweetest time when the sun gone in and the moon starts shining and with sips of wine and the incense burn and the rockets turn. It's the Nag Champa. It's the sweetest time.
Welcome back to Beer Me on Full Service Radio, recorded live at the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. I'm sitting down with Bob Pease, the president and CEO of the Brewers Association in town for Savor, also the 2018 Hill Climb. We just talked about that a little bit, but I do want to talk a little bit about a conference that I got to go to earlier this month, is the Craft Brewers Conference in Nashville. You know, we haven't quite done a recap on that yet, a little bit behind, but I want to talk a little bit about that with you. It was a really, really great conference in Nashville. The conference center itself is stunning. The city was amazing. They had all these different events, but you also had a lot of really fantastic seminars.
Yeah, thank you. The Craft Brewers Conference and Brew Expo America is the annual industry conference and trade show for craft brewing. And it's really become not just an important event for small and independent brewers in the United States, but it's really become a really important event for small and independent craft breweries from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
We have 15,000 people that attended, all people that are in the craft brewing industry, and about 17% of those attendees were from the international community. So the Craft Brewers Conference is an event that Brewers Association puts on. We take it to a different city each year. It was in Washington, D.C. in 2017, Nashville, as you mentioned, in 2018, and then next year it'll be in Denver, and then San Antonio, and then San Diego. So it's a three-day professional conference and trade show. It's not a beer festival, but it's a combination of seminars, as you mentioned. I think we had over 200 different speakers presenting in 12 different educational tracks. Our keynote speaker was Deb Carey from New Glarus Brewing Company, who's had just a fantastic story to tell. You know, a real self-made success story in New Glarus, Wisconsin. And then we were very proud of a new effort that we had this year. We incorporated a leadership track where we had five different, I think, speakers. Everybody from our new diversity ambassador, Dr. Nicole Beckham, Jack Lee, and President Obama's former speechwriter, Cody Keenum.
So yeah, I went to his seminar. It was really, really well done.
Yeah, that room was full.
Yeah, it was definitely a packed room. The thing that I appreciated is how he kind of links speech writing to kind of running a craft brewery in that the sense that it's all about authenticity and storytelling and kind of being true to yourself, which I was very impressed with. And then, of course, you know, fun, wonderful stories about President Obama made me really happy and nostalgic.
Yeah, it was good to have a home brewer in the White House for a bit, huh?
Yeah, I know. just for a little bit. And there was also Kelly McDonald. She did a seminar, Crafting the Customer Experience for People Not Like You, and definitely, you know, went through a lot of different things where I feel like people who own breweries, you know, a lot of times, you know, we were talking about this a little bit earlier, you focus so much on, is the beer good? Am I doing the cool style? Am I making it perfectly? Have I sourced everything properly? And then, you know, you kind of feel like sometimes it's a little bit of an afterthought with the entire experience. How am I reaching out to my community? How is my staff trained? What is it? What does it feel to be in the, you know, what's the feeling in the tap room or the brew pub or, you know, wherever people are coming into your space, you know? So that leadership track, I think, was really, really brilliant to have as a resource for your members. What were some of the other tracks that you all offered? I looked at all the seminars and I didn't put together a theme.
You know, we have everything from technical brewing tracks where we have, you know, industry professionals speak about the newest technologies and advancements in brewing. We have marketing tracks. We have tracks for brew pub operators. We have a track on safety. Mm-hmm. Our brewery safety, I mean, this is a very important issue for the Brewers Association. We have a safety ambassador, somebody that we contract with that travels around the country and speaks to groups of brewers around the country talking about best practices and how to operate a brewery safely. We have a greater emphasis on fostering diversity within the craft brewing community. So it runs the whole gamut of issues that face small and independent breweries and how to be more successful in your business. You know, really what we're looking to do is educate the attendee and have them come away with something of value that they can take back to their brewery, to their business, and make it a better business.
Nice, kind of giving it a more like a full package,
exactly.
Essentially. So for those of you just tuning in, this is Bob Peace, sitting down on Full Service Radio, Beer Me, CEO and President of the Brewers Association. We're doing a little recap on the Craft Brewers Conference that was this year in Nashville, Tennessee. So I went to the press conference for the Brewers Association, and there were two big focuses that I feel like the Brewers Association is taking on this year, and that was safety and diversity.
Yep, those are two main focuses of the organization for sure.
And so can you speak, so you have a safety ambassador, like you mentioned, mm-hmm. To kind of go in and, you know, help breweries kind of do, you know, proper methods so that, you know, nobody's getting hurt or anything like that. Yeah. And as somebody who has worked in restaurants for a long time, I completely understand how a small independent business cuts corners when it comes to safety. So, you know, and I'm not accusing any brewers of cutting corners, but what has the response been from breweries since you've kind of rolled out this new initiative?
Oh, it's been fantastic. On our website, brewersassociation.org, we have 12 part video series that we put together that brewery personnel can go onto the website and watch the videos and then kind of take a self-test at the end. And we've had thousands and thousands of visits and downloads and views of those videos. You know, I think to put it for your listeners in basic terms, you know, when a lot of breweries started, I don't think their focus might have been on safety, but it's as simple as, you know, is everybody wearing protective eyewear when mm-hmm. when they're in a brewery? Do they wear, you know, they wear goggles? How about clothing? You know, you used to see pictures of, you know, people operating in breweries. It can be a hot environment, but they might be wearing shorts or sometimes even flip-flops. That's not what we would consider a good manufacturing, good best practice in a brewery. So,
yeah, it sounds a little gross too.
So information on what is the best type of clothing to be wearing when mm-hmm. when you're brewing beer. So things like that. It's not, you know, rocket science, and it doesn't have to be super expensive, but, you know, we want to, when our safety ambassador speaks, he talks about, he goes, I'm going to make safety sexy. And his name is Matt Stinchfield, and mm-hmm. he does a fantastic job. And, you know, we take it very seriously, and it's like, hey, we're trying to save lives here.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Sexy safety. Does he wear rubber boots? Another aspect that you really pushed on was diversity, and you said that you have a new diversity ambassador.
Yes.
What prompted this?
You know, I think it's an issue that, you know, and I think issue probably is the wrong word. Mm-hmm. You know, diversity really isn't, a wise man told me once, you know, diversity isn't a problem to be solved, but it's a value to be lived. And I think that's kind of what we're trying to do within craft brewing. You know, beer in general, I think, has a stereotype of being male, being white, and guys with beards and baseball hats.
And flannel.
And nothing wrong with that, but we're trying to, you know, find a way to make beer from small and independent breweries more accessible to everybody. So men, women, you know, people of color, multicultural, we just want to be finding ways to be more welcoming and embracing to all walks of life and you know, this great melting pot that we call the United States. And so we've contracted with J. Nicole Beckham, a university professor in Virginia, to go around and speak to groups of brewery owners about how can you reach out to minority communities in your part of the the country and, you know, make your business seem more welcoming to people who may not frequent craft breweries typically.
And, okay, so you have this person go out and speak to all these breweries. What result are you hoping to get from that?
What result are we hoping to get for? Well, in the end, one of the main goals of the Brewers Association is trying to help our members sell more beer.
Mm-hmm.
So we would like for our members to be able to sell more craft beer to women, to African Americans, to Asians, to all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
And expanding that, maybe that the stereotypical customer base beyond the white males with flannel and beards and baseball hats. And tying everything back to Savor, one of the things that the association is always trying to do is, as well as what we call elevate the image of beer.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to Savor, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's not all guys, baseball hats, beards, and flannels. It's all walks of life, lots of diversity, lots of men, lots of women. It's really atypical beer gathering. We're really proud of that.
Oh yeah, and last year when I went, there was a really great mix of people.
Yeah.
But I am curious, you know, have you, and putting you on the spot a little bit here, but have you seen a particular brewery do something that has kind of, in an effort to reach out to other people?
Not one that I can cite offhand. I guess
mm-hmm.
one local brewery that comes to mind that I think is doing a good job in this area is Denizens.
Yeah.
It's in Silver Spring, co-founded and owned by Julie Verratti.
Mm-hmm.
Julie is actually a candidate for lieutenant governor in the Democratic primary coming up here. In the state of Maryland, but that brewery is a place that I think is, I'm not sure what it is they're doing, but when I've gone there, I've been very impressed with how diverse the clientele is.
Yeah, we had
Julie is the chair of our diversity committee at the association. So.
Yeah. I mean, we've had one of their sales representatives on the show, and everybody from the sales representative to Julie herself to everybody in that group is just, it's just really nice to everybody all the time. I've never seen them be mean. So I think that's a big part of it. Everyone feels like comfortable in that area. I think who you are and what you're trying to build kind of radiates through, you know, your establishment in a very kind of, I sound like a hippie right now, but you know,
it's got a good vibe for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. I'm noticing more and more, you know, brew pubs are, making an effort to make it just a nicer place to be.
Yeah, I think, you know, appealing to everybody. You know, one thing that struck me when I visited Denizens again is, it's men, it's women, it's couples, it's children, it's dogs, it's old people, it's young people. It's such a great mm-hmm. mix.
Yeah.
And that's, what places like Denizens and other small and independent breweries have become. They become community gathering points and focal places for communities. And, you know, I love, I've seen one sign at you see sometimes at breweries and tap rooms, it's like, no, we don't have Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to each other. Pretend like it's 1995. We don't have Wi-Fi. And, you know, you have those community tables where people share, and it's just very socially interactive.
Yeah. So this last week, I went to the second annual Craft Beer Roundtable by Cornell. And, you know, there was a really beautiful mix of people as far as not just women and men and so on and so forth, but also a mix of people from the beer industry. It wasn't just brewers, you know.
Yeah.
You had people from a lot of different kinds of establishments. And we actually got into this discussion a little bit about essentially how, you know, we had a brewer just flat out ask to the ladies in the room, you know, how do we reach out to you a little bit more? And the overall consensus was you have to make the space hospitable. You know, the actual experience going to your establishment, you know, kind of gone are the days where you can, you know, have a dingy pub that's not really clean and,
yeah.
you know, loud music and nobody's talking to each other. Everyone's just checking in their beers on Untappd. I think you're looking for more of an experience, and something that I harped on a little bit was the fact that I feel like the Austin beer scene, they have it down really well as far as getting that experience right. A lot of times, you know, it's exactly like you say, it's exactly like you picture, with the big picnic tables and food trucks and babies and dogs, and you know, you're outside and it's just this happy environment, and everything is for the most part clean. So, you know, and you know, the staff isn't condescending and they're able to explain everything, and you know, everyone is just treated fairly. So I feel like, you know, there's already a morph that's happening in the beer scene, and I think it's not necessarily, okay, we're gonna reach women. You know, I feel like this is kind of like a natural morph, and you know, we need to reach everybody.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to pander. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be condescending.
Yeah.
You want to be sincere and genuine.
Yeah.
And doing that in a sensitive way. And this is something that we'll be working towards for a long time at the Brewers Association. We don't see this as having an end goal. It'll be, like I said, it'll be a value that's to be lived, and we're going to try to talk the talk and walk the walk.
Well, that's beautiful. Thank you.
You bet.
Well, wrapping up here, like I said, check out Savor, the website. There's still tickets for Friday, but definitely check out all the events in the DC area this weekend. And hopefully we'll see you again in Washington, D.C. Thank you again for coming by on the show. And thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week. Recorded live at the Line Hotel on Full Service Radio. This is Beer Me, and I'm your host, Sarah Jane.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook @FullServiceRadio. Thanks for listening. And if you want to move, you can move.